Hi everyone, this is Talking Shop, the podcast for anyone who is serious about growing their business online. I'm one of your hosts, Waldo, and every week Leo and myself will be joined by guest speakers where we'll be discussing topics about anything and everything related to the world of commerce. So sit back, relax, and let's talk shop. What's up everybody? This is Talking Shop. His name is Leo. He forgot who he is.
Did I?
Look at him. Nah, no one can see him. Nobody really watches us on video. But for those of us listening to Spotify, Leo has got his Friday gears on. We're doing an impromptu podcast today. Shopify editions came out yesterday. We're trying to get this stuff to you guys hot off the press because who has time to go through 100 updates, Leo?
It was just 100? Is that all?
No, they said it's 100. Yeah. I think some of them were just statements, but... A lot of the stuff.
There's a lot of info.
A lot of the stuff we'd kind of been drip fed to us throughout the year, and as partners, you know, we've heard that there's some stuff coming, etc., etc. I mean, like a week ago, the partner managers sent out a thing saying, "Don't tell anybody, but here's a little sneak peek." So,
and what did you do with that? With those slides, Waldo?
I didn't do nothing with them.
You shared it with everybody
in the office. Yeah, sure. We sort of said to people, "There's some updates coming." We sort of just hyped it up a little bit because I really think that there are some key things here this time that for the everyday merchant is going to make a big impact.
I'm going to say this.
Yeah,
I was thinking about my Shopify shares. I was like, you know what? Maybe it's time to sell, you know? And then this came out and I was like, for the first time in about a year and a bit, I got excited.
Why is that?
Really excited.
Why is that? You thought two letters. You know,
AI. Yeah. But it's amazing how far they've gone with it already. And I know we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
And Sidekick, I love you already, Sidekick.
How long do you think they've worked on it for? They didn't just realize at the start of the year, oh, we should do something. I bet this has been going on for a while.
Must be like a year and a half plus.
I mean, Shopify is really good at shipping things fast, but you don't always hear like how long they had to work on it, etc. Yeah. Plus, it seems so polished that anyway.
I tested it today. I know we're going to talk about it, but I tested it today to do a blog article. Mm. Some good things, some bad things. But nice. I was like, this can help. Like I could see that, you know, merchants can finally go, I can make some good coin here if I'm smart with this little new services that have come out.
Yeah.
I can see marketing managers and e-commerce managers should be really excited to go, whoa, I can actually save myself a lot of time and I can get back to doing the cool stuff. So I can see all the potential, and that's why I'm like, you know what? I'm going to hold on to those shares.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think Shopify has still got so much growth in it. Mm. They really are the Amazon killer. They're the David and
of the Goliath.
Yeah, and Amazon is the Goliath, right? But you never know. It just takes that one rock. I mean, Shopify has always said they want to be the opposite to Amazon. They're all about the personalization, the look, the feel of the store, making it essentially an online retail store, right? Yeah, and that's what they want to do. And they're doing bloody good at it. But hey, honestly, we just sort of jumped straight into the deep end there before we get into all these nice updates. How are you going? How's your training been?
Oh, hey,
you mentioned it, you know, like you're looking good. You're looking good.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
You can tell you've got a neck again.
Oh my gosh, what does that mean? I was a turtle or something? What the? Thanks. That was a compliment I get here.
Yeah.
It's called 75 hard, and I'm day 40 something.
That's amazing.
And Lisa's going to do it, and she's eating a donut right behind the camera over there. Hey, Lisa. Yeah, you can give me some sound effects.
That's a nice donut. I said to her, oh, I want one of those, but the crash will be too high.
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. Have you gone to some of the FIFA matches?
No, I haven't.
You got to get out there.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not like a big football person. I love Liverpool. Like, I've just always loved Liverpool.
It's the same sport, Waldo.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dead quiet.
I say this, but I've watched all the Kiwi games, the Kiwi girls. Yes. What are they called? Football Ferns.
Yes.
I've watched all their games. It's been epic. It's been good to see the hype around it as well.
Yes.
There's really been much more of an uptake around it. Even in the office yesterday when America was playing against Netherlands.
Yeah.
It was in the office. It's really cool. Really cool vibe. And, you know,
get to it, man. $10 or $20 and you've got like good seating. Well,
you've got 900 free tickets or something.
No, I don't have 900 free tickets. I said I know somebody that was
they're just giving those things away.
But I got some of those and went, and we were third row from the front. Mm. And I was like, man, I'm really close. You know, like I could reach out and touch the player. I'm sure that's not allowed and I'd be arrested, but that's how close it felt.
Was it at Eden Park?
Yeah, at Eden Park. And I was thinking,
I always feel like I'm very far away from the action.
No, well,
were you behind the goals?
No. Like mid halfway point.
Yep.
So you can look left, look right, and you've got the whole game in front of you. But it was had slightly obstructed views from the where the coaches hang out.
The
players sitting.
I hope they leave those here, because I know the rugby players at Auckland who play there at Eden Park, the Blues, obviously, they would love that. Have you seen how nice they got these like
the comfy gaming chairs?
Yeah, or gaming chair seats.
And I've seen some of them wear mics and stuff. Like the players are wearing mics. So I don't know if they can't hear each other. They're all just talking as well. So anyway.
Surely FIFA doesn't like lift all of that up, put it on a boat and ship it somewhere else. I'm sure that stuff's going to stay behind. So
I'm sure FIFA do a lot of things. We'll talk about how much money FIFA makes. But anyway, so this is about Shopify.
Editions, summer editions,
yes.
23, even though it's freezing cold here in New Zealand. I don't know what it's
doesn't
like.
Doesn't matter. Hit me up, boy. Aussies. Hit me up. I know you know all of it and you know a lot than I do.
I've gone through all of it. I've broken it down to basically sort of 10 real major updates, because I think some of the updates we've actually talked about on the podcast before. We can just reiterate and sort of skim past those. I think let's start right at the top. The admin, the way the Canadians say it, the admin. I always crack up when they're on their things. When you're in the admin. Anyway, the admin, the back end, your back office, your interface of Shopify.
You mean the thing that people are complaining about, that it's changed?
Yeah, well, let's not talk about that. I actually love it. I think it's so much more modern, makes so much more sense the way it's laid out, especially on the theme customizer.
Tell me.
Just the way they've just made the user interface a little bit more visually easy to use, like... the way buttons look, like everything. I thought
is this to do with Flex section?
Nah, this is just your website together.
Yeah.
There's the back end admin of Shopify, and then there's the theme customizer.
Yeah, okay.
The interface there, which I know you don't play much in. That's also got that same change to it, and just things like little drop down menus, little pluses, little like the way you can see which section you're working on the left. All of that's a lot better. So. Yeah. Absolutely loving it. So that's probably the biggest thing, because everything else is in the admin, right?
Or
the
admin.
Admin. But let's go back to what we talked about at the start, because that for me is, you know, front and center, the top thing. AI. We can see where it is. That's it, AI. So we've got two pieces to AI, right?
Yes.
Sidekick.
Yes.
And Magic.
Yes.
Do you know what the differences are?
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
Because it's AI.
Yeah, go read it. Because you read it. Tell us.
I didn't read it. I watched some videos.
Tell us and tell the audience.
I played with Magic. Okay, so Sidekick is going to become exactly what the name says. Mm-hmm. You can ask it any type of question. And the questions they've showed can relate with everything to do with your store, but I have seen some questions that I'm like, come on, where's it getting that information from? So one of the examples was, because Toby always likes doing stuff with snowboards, because that's how he started. Started his first Shopify store, was building a snowboard store.
Yep.
And he goes, my sales are down this season. Why? And it comes back saying, oh, there was less snow this year and you might have done less sales. I was like, okay, so that's getting information outside of your store. But all the other questions I've seen is go, hey, can you do me a report on how many people I've had coming to my site or how many sales I've had? And it does automatically generate a report. Hey, can you put all these products for sale on the homepage? Boom, done automatically.
Mm.
So a lot of it is within the system. And that's just really what Sidekick's going to be. I'm sure it's going to get better. I'm sure at the start, it probably won't know some of the things that you're trying to ask for it. But the examples they've shown are pretty damn cool. I don't know if you've got examples in your head. But that's
I mean, if you want to rip some examples, the thing I like about Sidekick is, you know, for those entrepreneurs out there that are doing this all by themselves, maybe it's a side hustle, you've got a full-time job and you're trying to learn on the side and you've got your own little brand thing running. That can be a really lonely world, you know, that 6 p.m. till midnight, you're there, what do they call it, burning the midnight oil or
that's
something?
It, brother.
You're doing it, you're all by yourself, you know, ChatGPT and some other AI tools may have made things like content creation, writing blogs, descriptions a little bit easier for you. And now you're going to have this little sidekick that you can rely on inside your store. I saw someone on the Facebook page ask, how do I run a report on Shopify to tell me my top three products that I'm selling, or something like that?
Easy.
Well, there were lots of different answers. But yesterday when this came out, last night, I thought when I read it, I was like, well, they obviously haven't seen this yet. And so, yeah, if you could just ask Sidekick, hey, can you just run what I just said?
Yeah.
You know, done.
Sidekick will either give you a link to go to that specific spot that you want, or it already has a report done like in a Excel or CSV sheet,
yeah.
which for you guys that want to geek out, you're really geeky, nerdy AI people like me. It looks like you could do some, ask it some really cool questions. Amazing. So it gets you the CSV you want. And then I would take that, take it over to ChatGPT-4 and use the new code interpreter in ChatGPT-4.
Mm.
And that you upload that Excel sheet and go for gold.
You can just ask any questions.
And it will do like diagrams for you as well.
I need that because I suck. You know how I suck at Excel. Hopefully, I've always thought this is probably going to be my downfall one day. And I think AI has just saved me from ever having AI, to be that embarrassed.
Actually, I'm going to get off topic. So I was on the Reddit ChatGPT group the other day.
Yep.
And this kid goes, hey, everyone in my office calls me the wizard kid. The truth is, and I haven't told them yet, I'm just using ChatGPT for everything. The CEO apparently walks past him and goes, hey, Wiz Kid, you're the man. Like, yeah. And then he's like, I'm going to get a huge pay rise, but no one knows I'm just using ChatGPT.
Well, on that note, there's a guy I follow. I can never remember his name. I suck with names. But on YouTube, and he's a prolific entrepreneur. And he was one of the early people in sort of April, May, that said, hey, anyone who's afraid of AI, you're being stupid because this is going to just make you 5 times more productive.
Yeah.
So you can, if you just want to use that to your advantage inside of your workplace, you can make your job easier that way.
Yeah.
If you really want to go ham and you want to actually go, hey, I can, you know, I can have 5 times the productivity that I have right now, then go for it. Yeah. But it's definitely not a little fad. It's not an NFT.
No.
It's on. Anyway, so the other side to it, Shopify Magic. Shopify Magic's cool because it's going to help people with creating FAQs for their products.
Well,
it can auto, it can run your chat. So when someone comes in and they ask a question, like it can automatically like scan the content on your website and find the most appropriate answer or page or product or whatever for that person.
Email optimization,
yep.
Instant answers,
yep.
Smart replies.
Love it.
Those are the three categories.
Cool.
So email optimization, it can help you with your headers. It can help you with what you want to write to send out your campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
Instant answers is using Shopify Inbox as anything you create that is part of your FAQ. So you say, hey, if anyone asks these questions, this is what I've already written in my FAQ. Go for it. Smart replies is what I want to know. It sounds like you can tell it, these are my answers, but I don't know if it can go a little bit outside of that and you're having like a bit more of a conversation with the AI. So you do need Shopify Inbox.
And that was one of the cool things I actually saw. Inbox is there is not just a little, hey, here's a tool for the free, like here's a little small free tool. They're actually building on it and it's going to be interesting.
Top of funnel conversations.
Yeah,
get those people talking to your AI.
Well, just again,
some people won't know it's AI yet. Sorry, bro, I'm cutting you off.
No, I love it.
It's the AI.
I love the energy, mate. I love the energy. I just again want to see, I'm a fan of, even though I love our partners, right? Like I really do. I want to see all this functionality just come native into Shopify and like seeing them spending this money again and like bolstering what was historically known as a free, just out of the box little tool that can now potentially put some of the larger players in the CSR space, like literally on notice, essentially. Yeah. Like, hey, these guys might take you over and there might be some problems for you down the line. So make your changes. Blog content's major. I think it's the worst thing, you know, and I think a lot of people want to create content.
I played with it. Like I said, there's some cool stuff. It did very well, but I asked it to do some other stuff and it had no idea. So
there's, actually
a lot of people have been asking me this and it's like, well, where is it actually pulling all the data from? And I actually have that answer right here for you, Walter, in case you wanted to know.
Yes, please.
So
that was an interesting noise.
That's me trying to think. Where does Shopify Magic get its data from and how is it used? Shopify Magic's AI models are trained in a combination of Shopify proprietary data and OpenAI ChatGPT's APIs.
Of course. Yeah.
So it is coming from that.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah.
Beautiful. And if it can't do it for you, jump into ChatGPT and get them to write, get him or her or it to write you some.
And for those of you that like using your mobile phone to do everything on your Shopify store, I'm really sorry, but Magic's not on there yet.
Oh, okay.
Boom.
It'll be there eventually.
Send an email to Toby.
Yeah. Is that enough about AI?
Yeah, that's enough.
Yeah. Obviously encourage you to jump on there. Obviously, it's a pretty new topic, guys. If you listen to this podcast now on Spotify, also I want to tell you just there's a comment section now. There's like a feedback section. If you want to talk to us about AI, we would love to hear what you guys think about it. Obviously, we work in the industry, but I want you to go down there, leave us a comment, ask us a question or just make a bloody statement of what you think about it.
Are you the whiz kid in your in your office and you're going to get a pay rise and no one knows you're using ChatGPT?
Yeah, you've got a finite chance to use it to your advantage. The second one I got, mate, is just a quick little thing. It's just, again, I know earlier in the year we got sort of wind of this. The shop app, you can now really control your visual presence on the shop app, you know, adding cover photos, making it a little bit more personal. The other thing that I saw that they're bringing into the shop app is using shop app to collect your reviews.
Yes.
So again, those will sync across shop app, it'll sync across into your Google channels, and obviously be available on your website as well.
It is another avenue to sell.
Yep, absolutely.
Use it.
180 million downloads of the app. I know in our region it's probably not that popular just yet because there are some functional things that push people to shop app, like in America when you do the full payment installments, and that's coming to New Zealand as well. So I think it's going to be more when we get there.
Just use it. More important. All that Waldo's saying with his Red Bull pumping through his veins is just use it. It's a damn good tool.
Am I talking too fast?
No, you're doing just fine.
Nice. Third one, you mentioned it earlier, flexi sections. All right, so in the theme customizer, you know, there's maybe a text image block. You'll be able to drop and drag and sort of resize things without actually having to edit the code. Or
can I ask a dumb question?
Sure.
How's this different from Shopify 2.0, where I can drag and drop those sections? It's like being flexy inside the section.
Exactly.
So I know my shit.
Yeah. Well, in the past, you might have a toggle that says make this. Like, let's say the slideshow, like your homepage slideshow. Make this half the screen, full image width, 3/4 of the screen, 1/4 of the screen, whatever it may be. Now you'll just be able to go, oh, I just want to see what it looks like and just drag it. The Squarespace, which I've used a lot for like service websites, they did this a while ago where you install a theme and you have like the homepage slider and you can just like click and drag stuff, upload an image, throw it in there. Like you're building out a team page and you've got people's photos and text next to it and you're literally just dragging, dropping, pulling it. And as you pull it, there's a little grid that appears, sort of just easy gets you to size it all up. So that's really cool. Again, just handing more power back to you. This will be available in the Dawn theme straight away. But you can just wait for your theme developer to do their updates. And who knows, they'll be bringing in flexi sections into those themes.
Does this hurt some of those app partners like Shogun?
Maybe. Well, yeah, I think there's still...
We love you, Shogun.
Yeah, there's still reasons why people would use a Shogun if they want some really bizarre page or whatever it may be. But I think, 2.0 is the page builder killer, really. That's how I've seen
it. All right, what else you got?
Mate, this is major. Bow, bow, bow.
Hit us.
Subscriptions.
Letha's on the button.
Subscriptions. 0% commission.
0%.
0%?
0%.
You can get that 1% back.
Well, some of them are 1%, some of them a lot more.
Yeah, true. So, Shop, I was not expecting this one.
Oh, and it integrates with ShopPay.
Yeah, integrates with ShopPay. It's built into your Shopify account. You still have to go download an app for it, just Shopify subscriptions.
Yes.
Obviously, you can just open up that app. You'll be able to see all the products you have in your account, and you can choose which ones you want to do subscriptions on.
Yes.
Nice and simple. It works natively with the My Account section. And if this is their first play at it, I'm really looking forward to seeing how it evolves. I think subscriptions
and customers can come back and they have the flexibility to pause, skip orders, update payments and shipping details as well.
You can kind of do that with others, but the others you got to pay for it. This one, it's just there you go, free.
Shopify, you're killing all your partners.
I'd love to see people complain about that one.
0%.
People are so good at complaining. And then the other one, which, man, we've been waiting for two of these for ages.
I know what it is.
What?
Shopify Collective.
What is that?
Oh, no, that's not it. No, you're going to say Shopify Bundles.
Yes. I like how you put Shopify in front of everything. Bundles. Yeah, Bundles is out, guys. We've played with it, and there were ways that you could hack the system to do bundles for the last sort of 6 months or so, because I think the functionality was there. But now it's productized. It's general availability. Get out there. Put your bundles together. Sell them.
Can I just say something?
Well, we love a bundler, mate. And it's a way to increase your average order value, which is, for it me, the key is. Thing. Like,
it
you know,
certainly is. Doesn't have the best reviews just yet. This always happens at the start.
Who do you think left the reviews?
Probably Waldo.
No.
No more
probably
than...
Probably other bundle partners.
Oh, right. I see where you're going. No, our bundle partners wouldn't do that. No more than 10 products is the maximum but, at the moment.
Geez, if you bundle more than 10, it's like you want to productize and like bundle 10 products together.
You need 5 t-shirts and
just make
4
a hamper and sell, and make a hamper and sell it as one product.
That's true.
Because that's probably the one instance I could see that, you know, like build your own hamper type style thing.
But anyway, it is amazing. Again, it's going to be free, all part of Shopify.
Yep.
It's there. It looks great.
Yeah.
Sure, it might not have all the bells and whistles that some others have had because they've been around for many, many years. But I think it is fantastic that Shopify finally is bringing in all of this.
Absolutely. And
natively.
Again, they'll build on it. And if you don't need apps, you don't need the overheads.
And it might not slow down your site.
For 80% of people, this bundling solution is going to be perfect. Exactly what they're looking for.
Hope you're one of those 80%.
Yeah, sorry, Bold. Anyway, is that enough about bundles?
Are you going to say Shopify Collective now?
No, nah, but anyway, go. I don't even have that on my list. What is that?
What?
What's Collective?
So unfortunately, at the moment, it's only for US stores.
That's probably why I don't care.
No, but you should, because a lot of our partners, you know, have a Kiwi, Australia, US, UK. Anyway, sure. So what this really is it's drop shipping. If you are one of the stores that have been selected, your products is going to show up for me to go, hey, I actually going to sell your products on my store.
Nice.
Right?
And works out the commission, it works out the cut.
Yeah, at the start, you send a little message and it's all pre-done for you. You go, hey, I'm interested in your products. What's the markup? What do I get? And they're you get 15%, you get 30%, you get whatever. And then you start this. I already went over to Lisa's, like, you've got US clients.
Yeah.
Like, they need this now.
So this is different to Shopify Collabs, which is working with influencers, getting them to sell your products. This is Collective.
Merchant to merchant.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
But it's so good because
I kind of missed that.
The example the guy gave was like, I sell, you know, facial creams, but I don't have the brushes.
Yeah.
Oh. But now I will look for it, and he found it. And so he goes, tick, 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 tick. He sent a message. He'd go back. He said, you know, okay, here's the percentage. This is what my markup's going to be. Great. And then it just lets you know if it's been shipped
out. Love that. I'm going to go check that out. That's awesome.
It's drop shipping on steroids, but for Shopify merchants only.
Beautiful.
In the US, unfortunately.
Man,
but
I love that.
Still.
What are they up to, like 4 million websites now? It's 4
million?
I think it's 4 million.
Is it?
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. All quote me on that. Leave a comment with the actual number down below. While you're there, hit the like, hit the subscribe. You know what to do.
Well done.
Ding dong.
That was great.
Next one for me is Major. We've been teased about this. It was part of the updates, but it's going to be available. One page checkout.
Ooh.
I think it's amazing. Mm-hmm. One page checkout with the new checkout extensibility, being able to build that straight into it. Just going to make it easier. We know 80-85% of e-commerce transactions happen on a mobile phone. People don't have to go from screen to screen, and it's all just enter my details, enter my thing, blah, blah, blah. Away you go. Super simple, super easy. Something else about the checkouts, just to mention as well, you can now change the fonts, which you've never been able to do. So if you've got some bizarre font, you can bring that through to, hey, it's all about that entire experience, right? So fonts, you can also obviously add a whole bunch of extensions. We've been playing with a few weird and wonderful needs or requirements from customers and utilizing extensions for that. So pretty cool to see it now. Developers start buying into it. So I can only see that ramping up going forward. Any thoughts on the one page checkout, sir? Very quiet over there.
I'm just nodding. I'm like, yep,
nice.
Let's do it. Let's go.
Beautiful.
Want it.
GA4, we know the date's passed, 30th of June.
Yes.
If you're not on GA4.
Did you update your sites?
Nah. There's actually, like, thinking about that, there's actually so many customers out there that have not even,
What about the other day, you discovered somebody that's like, we haven't even got analytics on the old site.
Oh, there's so many of those. They just
I can't believe people do that.
It's again, like bringing it back to that question that was asked about the what are the best products that I sell? There's all these answers there, and I was just going to go Google Analytics?
That's another way of doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we know GA4, Google Analytics is not a thing anymore. We don't need to talk about it anymore. GA4 is the way to go. If you don't know how to do it, you're stuck in you just can't find the information. Uninstall your Google sales channel, install the new Google and YouTube sales channel, and within that, you'll have GA4.
Wow, there you go.
Nice and easy.
Who needs Sidekick when you got Waldo? Just send Waldo questions.
Speaking about smart people, I mean, smart stuff. The other thing that's really cool that I thought is two things. Smart order routing.
Oh, yes.
And split order fulfillment.
Yes.
Like,
Didn't we talk about this on the last show?
Maybe. So anyway, smart order routing available now. What it means is if you've got products at separate locations, but you get one order in, you can... Oh, sorry, no. If you have products available at multiple locations, pick the closest to where that person is and decide that that store will fulfill that automatically. So if someone is in Auckland and they buy from us, let Manukau fulfill it. If they're in Wellington and your closest store is Christchurch, then go from there. Right. That cool. type of thing.
Yep.
Simple, easy. Split order routing is the ability for you to be able to split an order. So you might have multiple fulfillment locations, but you need the products to come from separate locations to fulfill one order. You can now very simply do that in your Shopify admin.
Done. So it's just a setting under shipping?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. No, it'll just be in your orders. So like inside the orders, you've just got more options now. Okay. So you can go, okay, split this order up. Pick that one from Manukau, pick that one from West Auckland, boom, send it out to the customer.
You just reminded me, because you're talking about orders, that a new feature that's come out, you can now select, click and collect and draft orders. Because a lot of clients were taking phone calls and putting an order through, but then the person was like, I'm going to come and pick it up. And they're like, oh, I got to leave a note.
Yeah, that's also for B2B.
Okay.
So you could do B2B click and collect.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, because I think in the past you weren't able to do that.
Okay.
So now you can.
All right.
Which a lot of people do that, right? Like, I want to buy something today. They want a B2B order. I've got an account with you guys. I just want to order it so long so that it's ready. I can stop there. I'm on the way to a job. Pick it up. Do my thing. Done. You know? And click. Yeah, click and collect. Does that make sense? Cool.
All right.
Yeah.
What number are we up to?
What number are we up to, you say? Well, sir. We are on number 10. Anyway, the fulfillment splitting thing, obviously we just talked about that. Shopify Flow. Remember the days 2 years ago when we were like, man, you got to get Shopify Plus. Flow is the best thing you ever got, blah, blah, blah.
It is the best thing.
Yeah, and now you've got it in basic. So every single person on Shopify, if you're not aware of it, and if you are on a basic account, go and install Flow and just have a play. Honestly, just see what it does. Watch a little intro video of it. It's really, really cool. The other thing, it's not LS Retail.
Look how many pages you've got here.
just the other thing I wanted to quickly chat about was the actual dashboard for analytics.
Sure.
It's been the same for a very, very long time.
Yes.
You can now reorder what's important to you. So it was always your total sales, your traffic to the site, your returning traffic, etc. Now you can go and say, hey, no, I want my total sales, conversion rate, average order value, top three. And I want to see where my sales sources are from, all in one little snapshot. Yes. And then the rest is kind of, that's how I would set up my store anyway, because those are the things I care about. I would just leave the rest down the bottom.
So the dashboard is now interchangeable, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you can move the tiles around.
Beautiful.
Et cetera. And that's really it, man. So
that was good. Yeah. I don't need to know the 100 features, the top 10, like you said there.
Yeah, but I mean, highly encourage you to go to Shopify Editions. Just Google Shopify Editions. You'll see it's the latest one.
The link will be
below.
Don't
get confused. It's summer. Yeah, the link will be below. Or that's just click on that.
Yes.
I love the way that they've built to put the website together this time. Like, it's really easy to follow. There's like 100 tiles with the updates. If you're interested in a particular one, you could just click on it and it'll sort of open up on your screen. Some of them have videos, some of them have diagrams, some of them just have more information about that.
And if they do have videos, they're nice and quick. They're like 2 minutes, get to the point. Okay, I understand that. Move on to the next one. But if you want to read more, like you said, then you can click and go to the whole FAQ thing. So Summer Edition 2023, done and dusted in under 30 minutes. Waldo, that was amazing. Red Bull has definitely kicked in. Thank you.
See you, everyone.